Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. The Black Death, also known as the plague, is pretty scary to think about because in the 14th century, it killed 60% of Europe's people.
It's still around today in rural parts of the U.S. and recently in China, where an outbreak may have occurred.
We know of at least three cases, but since China is withholding information, we really don't know the extent of the outbreak.
A 59-year-old man from Shilingo League, a rural region of Inner Mongolia, was diagnosed with plague after eating a wild rabbit. He was isolated and treated, and 28 people he had close contact with were placed in medical quarantine.
Just days earlier, a married couple from the same area was diagnosed with pneumonic plague. They were evacuated and quarantined in Beijing, China, because pneumonic plague can be spread through the air.
One contributing factor to these plague cases may be the increases in rodent populations after persistent drought made worse by climate change. The bacterium responsible, Yersinia pestis, circulates in groups of wild rats. Humans are usually infected when they're bitten by an infected flea, often infected rodent.
But they can also become infected when they eat or handle infected animals, such as rabbits. Antibiotics are usually effective if people are treated in time.
The Chinese Health Commission has reported that six people have died of the plague since 2014. But this group of recent cases makes us wonder if the numbers are underreported.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.